So just looking at 1 Corinthians 12, 26, and it says, talking about the body of Christ, and it says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. And I wonder, just as I'm thinking about this, how reflective can we say that is of our life? That if another part of the body of Christ is suffering, do we suffer? Does it hurt us, or do we live our life so independent of everyone else and everything else that is happening in the kingdom of God that great catastrophe could be happening in one place and we can remain completely unaffected? Or, having said that, great and awesome things could be happening for somewhere else, and maybe we get negative and critical about it because it's not happening in our life or in our church or in our world. Just this morning, I spent a bit of time with a leader, and he was relating to me just some of the difficult things that have been going on for his church in recent times. And as I was listening, my heart was breaking. And I just walked away from that conversation with this real sense that I just wanted to pray. I wanted to help do whatever I could because I understand that the kingdom of God is not just about what God is doing in my life and not just about what God is doing in my church, but it's about what God is doing across the world in his body. So if there's one part that's suffering today, if there's a church that's hurting and I find out about it, that should affect my heart. My heart should be affected because of the love and concern that I have, not just for my own thing, but for the kingdom of God. And conversely, too, with when others are blessed, how good are we at rejoicing with them? How good are we at actually feeling encouraged because we've got that kingdom perspective? You see, the only way that we can weep with those who are weeping and rejoice with those who are rejoicing is if we get that kingdom perspective, that it's not just about our thing, it's about God's thing. And so when one part of the body, another person, another church, another ministry, when they're getting blessed, that's when we start to get really excited and stoked and amped because we see that God's kingdom is advancing. There's a win for the kingdom there. There's a win for what God is doing across the earth. And that gets us out of our kind of little, tiny little worlds and into the fullness and the bigness of what God is doing. So let's be people who resolve to be the kind of people who, when one part of the body suffers, we feel it. And when another part of the body is rejoicing, we're rejoicing with them.